As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here, and can we talk about Star Wars?
I think George Lucas gonna sue somebody.
Yes, that's right. Bo here. This isn't like an Ahsoka TV talk because we're not going episode to episode with the series, because it's been kind of difficult to know how to process my emotions around this series, as was kind of mentioned before when I discussed it. If you haven't checked that that episode yet, it's very short. I mean, all of these episodes are pretty short, but I talk about what's working and what's not working, and I would highly recommend listening to that before listening to this. In that episode, I kind of covered my thoughts after seeing the first three episodes. I'm doing another kind of pulse check-in here after episode five, because oh my gosh, there is a lot about episode five that I love and simultaneously breaks my heart, because I feel like episode five shows us what this series should have been. I love the character of Ahsoka, one of my all-time favorite characters in the Star Wars universe. And the fact that in this series, we really haven't gotten an exploration of Ahsoka in live action, but instead really done more with, I don't know, telling the stories of what happened to Rebels after the Rebels. Like, that's cool, but maybe that should be its own show. And maybe Ahsoka could be a cameo in that show, as opposed to a cameo in her own show that's really more about Rebels. I feel like they're not giving this character enough to work with up until this episode five. And episode five really does show us what the series could have slash should have been, because in it, we get Ahsoka confronted with the Force ghost of Anakin Skywalker. I assume this is actually his Force ghost that is reaching out to her. Whether or not this is happening in the world between worlds, or if that's even just used as a bit of like this kind of spiritual force plane, who knows? The world between worlds is kind of a larger conversation. I'm not going to get into that right now, but I think what's important is that as he is training her and teaching her in this manner, we get flashbacks to their experiences together, or at least we get the kind of the setting of these flashbacks of their experiences together, with them in the Clone Wars and her early on when she's first starting out, then her, the Battle of Mandalore, and this notion that Anakin post-mortem, right? Like the quote-unquote redeemed Anakin, the Anakin that dies defeating the Emperor, is not just a Force ghost who is kind of at peace with himself. He has the darkness still within him. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's both Anakin Skywalker and he is Vader. Like that wasn't exercised out of him. There's a little Jedi sanctification that needs to be going on here, so to speak. Like there, it's a fascinating look at who Anakin post-mortem or as a Force ghost is. Something altogether different and unique. For my money, this series really should have been about Ahsoka's relationship with Luke. As Luke is trying to form this new Jedi Order, with limited resources and specifically limited access to the Jedi that have come before, what is Ahsoka to that? Someone who's actively left the Order. She's not Yoda, right? Like, Yoda was a Jedi through and through. He was just in exile, hiding out, waiting to train the next generation and looking after Luke. But Ahsoka left the Order, right? But at the same time, she's kind of forged her own path along the way. And so the notion that a new Jedi Order is being established, especially one that Luke wants to mirror some things about the old Jedi Order while also making it his own, she's probably got thoughts and feelings around that. She also probably feels a sense of connection to Luke, one imagines, because this is essentially like a nephew to her. So one imagines that, like, as she builds this relationship with Luke, cutting back to flashbacks from the Clone Wars or lessons with Anakin, or even just straight up her being haunted by the ghost of Anakin, would be a very interesting exploration of what is going on with Ahsoka, her relationship to the Force, her relationship to the Jedi Order, her relationship to her master, her relationship to Luke. And what if they would explore or could explore the concept of Ahsoka becoming master to Anakin, right? Anakin is not separated from the darkness. The dark side is still within him, even as a ghost. And so in some form or fashion, he needs to go on a bit of a journey unto himself to really kind of purge the darkness from within him. So he's not just this constant, like, spirit that's tormented by the actions of his life before. She could become that master to him. And that would bring her full circle and give us this beautiful picture to explore who she was to people who are not familiar with her animated series, while also canonizing a lot of what's happened in the animated series, and explore the character from ways we've never seen before. And that would have been a really awesome, you know, exploration of Ahsoka. And, you know, we would have gotten some Luke in there for some cameo roles as well, which would have been great. But I think the Ahsoka Anakin dynamic, that relationship, the Ahsoka Luke dynamic, that relationship, that's really what this series could have slash should have been. And I feel like in this episode, in Shadow Warrior, we got that. We got a taste of what they could have done. Had this not become the Rebels season 5 that Filoni and company, I guess, really wanted to do. It reminds me of the Book of Boba Fett, right? Book of Boba Fett, that series could have been something really special had they really used the flashback concept, not as a way of exploring his relationship with the Tuskens, because, I mean, honestly, who cares? But instead, use that as flashbacks to him being trained as a young child by Cad Bane, and then building up to this big, like, throwdown between them in the street of Tatooine. I mean, you'd still do kind of, you know, the whole gangster Godfather-esque, I'm taking control of all the regions and the whatever. I mean, like, that's fine. That's a decent enough plot to kind of lay under things, but make it more character exploration of Boba Fett. What does this mean for this child who's coming up as a, you know, as a bounty hunter and really trying to find his own identity as the firstborn child of a slave army, right? Like, you know, I've always thought that there's something very interesting about his ship being called the Slave One in kind of like a retcon kind of way, learning that literally he was the firstborn child of a slave army, right? Like, he was, quote unquote, Slave One from that standpoint. And so exploring that from his youth with the trauma of losing his dad, with being raised as, you know, by this, you know, cold-blooded killer in Cad Bane, then working for the very empire, you know, that is kind of responsible for all this in the first place. It just seems like if you're going to take Boba Fett from this one-note kind of cool-looking dude and you want to make him a little bit more heroic or a little bit more of an anti-hero or get inside of his head in terms of what's going on, that would have been the way to do it. But no, we didn't do that. He met some Tuskens and he made some friends. And see, he loves Tuskens. And so now Boba Fett, I guess. And yet at the same time, in that series, we got an episode where Cad Bane shows up and they get a throwdown in the street. And you're like, oh my gosh, this would have been amazing had you set it up. And I feel like that's the problem with some of these Star Wars series right now. They've got so many good ideas that they even, like, put in the series. But it just shows you that the concept is not fully baked yet. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, maybe pause on all of this stuff and really chase this one really cool idea, right? And then draw that out, make it more character focused. You know, that could be really incredible, but they're not doing that. They're not doing that. Anyway, it's just, Shadow Warrior had so many great moments in it. And it really, I don't know, maybe this is the beginning of a pivot. Maybe we're about to see something different, right? Ahsoka comes back. She's Ahsoka the White now, right? She's wearing the cloak and everything else. We know that she's going to go on kind of this unique journey. Might be kind of cool if they're setting up in this moment, this relationship with Anakin that might play out throughout the rest of the series. I'm a little concerned that's probably not the case, because I think that this was more of like a cameo that Hayden did, which, by the way, hats off to Hayden Christensen. It was really cool to see him in the Clone Wars. We never got a chance to see that, right? Like, we saw the beginning of Clone Wars, we saw the end of Clone Wars. We didn't get a chance to see Hayden, like, being Anakin during the Clone Wars, during the battle sequences, being this general. And you got to give hats off to the work that was done in the Clone Wars animated series, because you can see how Hayden is actually kind of channeling the animated version of Anakin while still making it true to the character that he helped craft. And with this beautiful blending, I think that really would have been fun to explore more. I've watched those scenes over and over and over again since the episode came out. And you can really kind of tell, like, man, he's having some fun doing some things with Anakin that he never really got a chance to do in the movies. So I'm hopeful that this is just the taste of something larger that's coming, that maybe this is the sign of where we're taking things going forward in the series. But in all actuality and all realism, it's probably not. We're probably going to continue on with the Rebels sequel series. And that's okay to some extent, because, you know, what we're getting, what is what we're getting. But man, if we get a season two, I'm just saying, Ahsoka, Luke, Ahsoka, Anakin, what an amazing gift of stories and character exploration that you can do here. And wouldn't that be really fun? You laid it out for us right now. This is the first time we really got a chance to see Anakin as a Force ghost. And that's a concept that has been kicked around Star Wars for a while now. And so this is like the first time we finally get a chance to see him. And what we see that he is Anakin, like he is the pre-Vader Anakin, and like true to who that is in his Force spirit, so to speak. But Vader's not gone. Vader's still there. It's still tormenting him, as it should. And he's not ready to confront it. He's almost like trying to put it off and pretend like that's not part of him. Force Ghost Anakin has got issues. And how cool would it be if Ahsoka was the one to help him with his issues? Anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Wanted to kind of process those thoughts somewhere, and I thought, you know what, we'll do another Can We Talk About Ahsoka, and it's just going to work out. Will there be another one of these? I don't know. It just kind of depends on where the series goes. My guess is I'll have some thoughts once it's all said and done. Love to hear your thoughts on the series. Be sure to let me know. You can follow me, Incognito, on Instagram. That, at the moment, is really the only social media that I'm on. So if you are interested in sharing your thoughts, feel free to DM me there. That's going to do it for me for today. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.